Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
But first we need to talk about the news of the day.
Mail.
Oh, yes, we welcome in the man, the invaluable, irreplaceable Brent Reed from the Triple M NRL team and the Australian. G'day, Reedy.
Yo, what's up, lads?
Reedy, it's that time of year where names get thrown out, you journalists turn into weather forecasters and you just guess where there might be, who might go where.
They have an educated guess.
Yeah, it's an educated guess. You know, they read call up the Bureau of Meteorology. And now, Reedy, Mitchell Pearce, what is the latest? He went from being the leader of this Newcastle outfit to possibly leaving.
Yeah, look, obviously we spoke about it last Saturday on the Saturday show, and as a result of that, it caused a bit of a sort of gathered momentum and became all about player swaps and Pearcey potentially going back to the Roosters. Sort of got a bit out of hand, actually. But I've spoken to Adam O'Brien today, Newcastle coach, and Adam said he's spoken to Mitchell several times this week. He's assured him he has a future at Newcastle. He's as committed to Mitchell is committed to him. You know, Pearcey's obviously getting ready to get married now. He's getting married in the off-season. Once he's sorted that stuff out, he's planned the wedding. Got that out the way, which I shouldn't say got that out the way. It makes it sound like a bad thing, doesn't it? Once that's all done, he'll sit down with the club, and Adam O'Brien's convinced that they'll get a deal done with Mitchell Pearce. He's obviously got 1 year to go. They'll extend it beyond that. So he was stunned by the suggestions that Pearcey, you know, might be part of a swap deal involving Mitchell Moses, that he might be going back to the Roosters. You know, Pearcey's embedded in Newcastle now. He doesn't want to leave, and Adam doesn't want him to leave. So I think they'll get something sorted out.
These things seem to just stoke a little bit of a fire from nowhere. That seems to be that all of a sudden things are humming along, and as soon as Parramatta got bundled out, we hear, well, maybe that Mitchell Moses and Mitchell Pearce might be doing a swap. And then we hear that, you know, the day later that Mitchell Pearce might be heading to the Roosters. These things often, I know sometimes they, you can take them with a grain of salt, but sometimes where there's smoke, there is fire.
Yeah.
All right, so Mitchell Pearce more than likely staying put at the Knights for next season and beyond. There's salary cap dramas on the horizon for the Roosters. We've heard about Kyle Flanagan possibly moving on to the Bulldogs if an offer eventuates, but is this driven by something bigger?
Well, their issue is I don't think they budgeted on the Morris brothers and Jake Friend going around again next year. And because of that, when you factor in what those three guys are being paid and the fact they've got to re-sign James Tedesco beyond next year, and James Tedesco, I'm told, his camp is asking for enormous money. He's looking at probably a three-year extension worth about $3.3 million. He's got 1 year to go, obviously. So because of that, because of those two factors combined, something's got to give. And Kyle Flanagan has become the expendable player because they've got Sam Walker waiting in reserve. So, look, I don't think Kyle Flanagan will be there next year. I think we all assume that now. But part of the reason is that the Morrises and Jake Friend will be back next year, and that's put a squeeze on the salary cap.
What about Cameron Smith, Reedy? Right. What about Cam Smith? This has been an ongoing saga. I know he's probably just sitting back going, you fools. Do we expect an announcement, win, lose or draw tonight? Or mainly if they get bundled out, we're more chance of hearing if he's going to go on or not?
You know, I don't reckon we'll hear, regardless of what happens, I don't think we'll hear before the grand final.
Okay.
Because I think one of the things Cam doesn't want to do is take the focus off the bigger picture, which is winning a premiership. So I think if Melbourne get bundled out this week, I reckon Cam will wait till after the grand final, because I think out of respect to the teams that are in the grand final, I don't think you'll want to announce it next week. And I think if Melbourne are in the grand final, I don't think you'll want to distract everyone by announcing it next week either, which take the focus off his team. So I don't reckon we'll hear next week. I reckon we'll hear once the season's over.
What can we read into the fact that he wanted the Storm were ready to put on a farewell, basically salute to him tonight at Suncorp? What do we read into the fact that he didn't want that to happen?
Well, two things. One is potentially that he still doesn't know what he's going to do. But the second part is, you know, I saw Craig talking about this yesterday, and Craig said to him, you know, we want to celebrate this for you. And he said, why? What would you want to celebrate it for? And Craig said, well, you've played 400 games, mate. You won a heap of grand finals. And Cam just said, well, why bother? So I just genuinely think he doesn't care. He doesn't want the fanfare.
Yeah.
When it's over, he just wants to drift into the sunset and move on with his life.
Well, it's not over yet. One thing we know for certain is that Cam Smith is going to play a massive part in tonight's prelim final against the Canberra Raiders. We're counting it down. Brent Reed, a pleasure. Enjoy your prelim weekend of football, and we will speak to you next week. Grand final
week.
Yeah,
baby.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.